Studio 360.
The most excited I got watching this year's Oscars was the teaser ad for The Irishman, Martin Scorsese's latest gangster movie.
I understand you're a brother of mine.
Yeah, glad to meet you.
It features a mob movie dream team, Harvey Keitel and Joe Pesci and Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
I heard you paint houses.
Yes, I do.
I cannot wait. Long after the actual heyday of the mafia, Americans still love their wise guy stories. And we are spending this hour of Studio 360 looking at organized crime. As a culture, we've obsessed over gangsters, from Public Enemy to The Untouchables to The Godfathers to Scarface to The Sopranos to The Wire. So why do writers and filmmakers return over and over to the gangster myth?
I think there's a lot of reasons. For one thing, it heightens reality.
David Remnick is a writer and editor of The New Yorker. I spoke to him about the enduring appeal of mob stories.
If you have an ordinary family, you've got what we all have. If you have a mob family, you have the ordinary family to the nth degree, where loyalty is outsized, where retribution is outsized. Also, you get your ego kicks and you get your id kicks. You have the guilty pleasure of watching people commit violence and mayhem.
That's the id kick, I guess.
You bet. And have too much money for no work, or at least perverse work, and sex of all kinds and all that goes with mob life. And then at the end, they get it in the head. So the moralistic ego side or superego side pays off. And in the old mob movies, the government was so afraid of the romanticization of mafia families that they literally had them insert scenes, as with the Howard Hawks movie Scarface, of either judges giving very censorious pronouncements about the criminals.
You're ruthless, immoral, and vicious. There is no place in this country for your type.
Or actual warning labels on the movies before and after. But that, of course, has drifted away.
Is The Godfather, which I confess to you, I watched for the first time in my life last weekend, is The Godfather the best film?
I can't believe that.
I know. Is it the best gangster film in the genre? Because I loved it. I expected to love it, and I did.
Well, I watch The Godfather, and some of it strikes me as full of hooey. But there's not that much of it.
Exactly.
For some reason, The Godfather and Godfather Part II have this pull. I wouldn't say it's solely male, but maybe it's maybe more male than not. It's about, you know, in a heightened version, about family and about a social group with mayhem and spaghetti.
You got it to a boil, you shove in all your sausage and your meatballs, and that's my trick.
Why don't you cut the crap? How's Paulie?
Oh, Paulie, won't see him no more.
Although it was certainly more about the mafia than The Sopranos is. As you've said in a piece you wrote, great piece you wrote a couple of years ago in The New Yorker, The Sopranos really isn't about the mob. It's about a small businessman and his family.
Yeah, and this mob family, which is meant to be in Essex County, New Jersey, is at the very end of it. At one point, Tony Soprano in the first season said, I'm coming in at the end.
I think about my father. He never reached the heights like me. But in a lot of ways, he had it better. He had his people. They had their standards. They had pride. Today, what do we got?
He's very self-aware that this is it.
You wrote in your piece in The New Yorker that The Sopranos may be the last gasp of the mafia film.
Well, one has to add the piece somewhere. And the piece, as I remember it, ends with the great line, Scarface is shot.
Scarface in the 30s, not Pacino Scarface.
Edward G. Robinson, Scarface, and he's clutching his chest, and his final words are,
Mother of Mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Mother of Mercy, is this the end of Rico? Now, ironically, Rico is his name, but Rico were the racketeering statutes that began to turn the tide against the mafia. It's too tempting, I think, for screenwriters and storytellers of all media to go back to the mafia. And it's both a reality and a kind of myth, an outsized myth, where you can place all evils on.
That was David Remnick, editor of The New Yorker back in 2002. And yes, I know that Edward G. Robinson starred in Little Caesar, not Scarface.